JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Turn it up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Kicks
96.9. Whoa! Would you get a load of this?
You gotta get a load of this.
Get a load of this.
Get a load of this.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
Wait till they get a load of me.
We've seen great power, but nothing like that.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's the Kicks Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, November 29th. Coriel is still off today, but Husker Nick is here. Good morning.
I am here, but I don't know if I need to be. I might go home. What, and really, just leave you here with like two gorgeous, intelligent women, and I'll just get out of here.
I know. We
it's a packed house, and I don't need to be here.
Filled the room.
I can literally go work out and be a happy camper all morning until the soccer game later today.
Yeah, until...
Right? That's where I'm at.
That microphone's not working, here, so we'll have you in. Share with... So Lindsay is filling in for Coriel as well. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
She's back for more. And Ferris is here as well.
Good morning.
So I just wanted to pack the room with as many people
as
possible.
Yeah, why are you here today?
I'm out. See you guys later.
we kind of need you. You're one of the names on the show.
You know, so is Coriel, and she's not here.
Well, she's got paid time off.
Oh, that's true.
This is the only way we can force her to actually take days off. If, as long as we've got all these extra ladies to come in and fill in for, then she'll do it.
It takes two of us to fill in for one Coriel.
Right.
But I walked. Yeah, I walked in the studio this morning, and JP said, yeah. I said, hey, is Husker Nick going to be here today, right? That's my friend, whatever. And he said, oh my gosh, I think he's going to be in the studio today. I about dropped my coffee. And then I said, oh.
Yeah, it's
well,
rare
this,
anymore.
Yeah, this is the day
this
the Lord
rare,
has made.
Rare, but yeah. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. And yeah, you were on the text thread, Nick.
Am I? Was I?
That girl, just can she just shut things off?
Who are we talking about now?
Coriel.
Oh, I was like, Lindsay's right here.
No, Lindsay's here.
Come on.
Good Lord. Come on.
Coriel. Because,
yeah,
like, we got a text message from her yesterday. Like, hey, how'd the show go? I'm working from home. I'm like, I wanted to text her back and yell at her for working because she's off.
Yeah.
But whatever.
No, that's exactly what she does. Like, she doesn't stop working.
No.
I mean, it's a happy place.
And that's fine. I'm glad she loves radio so much that she is constantly working on stuff for the station. So.
I will say I'm happy she's not here because it's a great opportunity. Like, I've never been in the presence of such a celebrity and someone, and later in the show,
we'll
someone whose voice
yeah.
I get to hear all the time on the station.
And it's not me.
And to talk to. And I can't wait to talk about it later on the show. And Lindsay's going to kill me at the same time.
It'll there is a very likely chance that's going to happen.
Death will occur at some point in time on the show. And then we had the great appearance that everybody got to see yesterday with Coach Matt Rhule and the big pomp and circumstance behind him walking in the doors. And my goodness, well, I had a couple people. First of all, they had the big entry thing that you talked about. Folks could come and cheer him on as coming in. And somebody texted me, like, are they booing him? I go, no, they're yelling Rhule.
There you go.
So we got to get used to that. That's going to happen a lot.
No, it's going to be good. My favorite part about yesterday was watching you soak up the fact that you guys kind of look alike.
Like,
oh,
that
kept happening.
That makes me so happy.
This morning.
It's real.
Apparently, I need to do a side by side.
Have we ever seen JP and Coach Rhule in the same room together?
Yesterday, but there's not picture.
I mean,
proof.
I didn't see
yeah.
it.
Yeah, another friend of ours, Tim, who's like, as soon as I walked in the gates at the Hawk Center, he's like, dude, you and Coach are like the same.
His beard's a little darker
than
yours.
Yeah,
that's about the only difference.
If I'm going to go for him at Halloween time, I'm going to have to darken this just to kind of make it look a little bit more. But he's like, just stand right over here. Because the press was sitting in a certain area. He's like, stand here, but don't sit down. Stand up. So that when he's taking questions from the press, you're right in his eyesight. And a couple times, he paused. And I'm like, it's not me. It's not me. It's because he's talking to the press.
Also, to be fair, I feel like maybe at some point he will try to go as JP.
That
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Also, local celebrity.
It's kind of like when you go to a Luke Combs concert. Any like white dude with a beard that is shaped like Luke Combs,
everyone thinks it's Luke Combs.
Yeah. And every dude with the short beard like JP's that's like shaped exactly like these gentlemen, they're all going to be like, "And I'm a Coach Rhule lookalike." It's going to play out really well for everybody.
It's going to happen. All right. Well, let's get your show started.
Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
You can also add like short, bald dudes that kind of look like Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Those guys are one in like a dozen.
That's
like,
another thing.
And they're always all over the place, too.
The amount of Kenny Chesney lookalikes.
And you got to have the big belt buckle, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just. staple.
Well, and speaking of which, we have a couple different chances for you to win Kenny Chesney tickets, including talking about some catchphrases on the way. JP makes us guess. We'll get Datum or Dump'Em and more coming up.
Dolly Parton is opening new things. We find another reason to love Blake Shelton. And also, we learn what it means for California sober living. I don't know.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
All right, nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 mold testing and remediation. First, we get to talk Dolly Parton this morning, right?
Yes.
She told the Tennessean that she's opening a museum in Nashville within the next few years. It'll be part of a larger complex that she's calling Dolly Center. Of course.
We already got Dollywood, now we need to have Dolly Center.
Of course we do, right? May include a restaurant, a bar and grill, obviously.
Okay.
Well, and she said this new museum would be just, like you said, an addition to the museum at Dollywood, right?
Because there's already a giant museum to Dolly at Dollywood, right?
Has anybody, does she also have like a wax figurine?
There's a bunch of them all over the place. I remember going to California and seeing it at the what a rhyme.
Yeah, what is that famous wax Guinness, museum?
The Madame Trousseau.
Sure.
Wax museum.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real, I think so.
Oh boy, yeah, that'll be fun to see though.
Yes, yes.
All right, Blake Shelton has teamed up with some rock and roll heavy hitters for a good cause. They covered that Tom Petty song, I Won't Back Down, and it's currently streaming on the site goodnoise.io. So Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles are on it, and then also it's got the Guns N' Roses drummer Matt Sorum. So the proceeds from this are going to it's a 501c3 nonprofit called the Miraculous Love Kids. So it gives guitar lessons to girls from war-torn countries like Afghanistan, which I think is a really cool cause.
That's unreal. And the fact that he got two Eagles and the drummer for Guns N' Roses to be a part of it, too, is kind of fun.
Yeah, but he's Blake Shelton.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like, you don't say no to Blake.
He just calls up Joe Walsh and says, hey, you want to do this? He's like, sure. Let me call Timothy and see if he can come over.
It's the hair.
Yeah,
it's the hair.
It's the hair.
Oh, he's so hot.
That's the selling point is the hair.
The hair. Right. And lastly, what I learned today, I don't know, maybe I'm a little naive to things in the world, but Brantley Gilbert had taken his last drink on December 18th, 2011,
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he has since said more that it doesn't mean he's totally clean, because in a recent interview he said, you know, to be completely honest and transparent, I have to be respectful to the folks in the recovery community that are absolutely sober. I have to be careful with the definition. He said, quote, I'm California sober, if that makes any sense. I'm a Willie Nelson fan. So then of course I had
so
to do
what
some
California
digging.
Sober must mean then, right?
Now that makes like, more sense.
What does this mean?
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
Oh my goodness. So he partakes in a little smoking sorts, but he stays away from everything else. And, you know, he really stressed that if you're struggling with addiction and thinking about following his lead, he recommends getting professional help. He said, quote, I really try to turn to people on the professional side who are trained, because treatment is really the only way to go.
And he went through a really bad part of his life where he was addicted and had to have his teeth replaced and a bunch of different things in his life was challenging. And now he's a good dude. He's trying hard.
Yeah, he is. So anyway, I appreciated the transparency, right? And the vulnerability to be able to share with people. And again, I learned something.
And
it's
we
a great day.
A t-shirt that says California Sober now. We can sell those.
I'm going to get you one today.
Okay, then.
Trademark that.
Oh, goodness. Well, with the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Ferris filling in for Coryell with Kix 96.
Wake up with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Listening to good radio in the morning sets the tone.
I listen every morning.
Kix 96.9.
Helping remind people that there's plenty of good in the world. No matter what bad's out there, we want to celebrate the good. So if you've got something that's good in your world, maybe it's a fundraiser, maybe it's just something special to you or to someone you know, you can let us know Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just direct message us with the title Good Things, and we'll get it in the show. We've got a full room today, which is awesome, and this is the first time ever we've had this many people in one room.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Feels good.
Joining us is Ferris. We'll have Ferris go first with her good thing.
It's a really good thing.
Okay.
Oh my, okay, Christmas Day, folks. I will tell you what, how many years, Nick, how many years have we been friends? Best friends.
Oh boy, I have like 5 or 6 at least, right?
Best friends in life.
Maybe more, something along those lines.
But this is the day the Lord has made. Because this is the first day I've ever met Husker Nick in person.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, it's true. We're like those like Facebook friends that have never met each other in person. Right. But we've chatted before on Facebook.
We've even done the show together. Many times. Been from, out of the studio, so yeah. Oh,
yeah, gosh. But out of my mouth came, let us rejoice and be glad. What a great day.
Oh my God, I'm so sad. This is your good thing for today.
I probably should have gone last. Nothing can top this.
We'll move on to Lindsay. What's your good thing today?
I just wanted to say I saw that the iconic mural that used to be on Pershing has now moved, or it will be moving, to Wyuka.
Good. Cemetery. I'm glad they're saving it.
Me too.
Yep. They had huge fundraising motives, and they got it all. They've raised so much money, they're going to actually be able to get it over to Wyuka here shortly. So it's good to keep it in town. Good to keep it in Lincoln.
What a Nebraska thing to do.
It feels like you need a sign in front of it. It says, here lies Pershing Auditorium.
Oh.
And like, may the memories be with you and all that stuff. I love that place.
I did too.
I grew up at that place.
That's cool they're keeping it.
Yeah. Husker Nick, you're good then.
My good thing was yesterday, if you had a chance to tune in and see Coach Rhule and what he had to say, that man can speak. I cannot wait. If he is a third as good at coaching as he is at public speaking, Nebraska's going to win like 5 national championships while he's here. It was ridiculous. I'm very excited about it, and I'm excited about the direction of things. And like I said yesterday, new opportunity. It's an opportunity to renew and hopefully, you know, have some excitement. I'll be honest with you guys, I totally miss when game day would roll around, whether you were downtown or at your house or whatever. You'd get up in the morning and like your whole day was planned around what time the Husker game was.
Yeah.
Right.
You'd watch the game, then you'd have like friends over afterwards to hang out and all that stuff. And it seems like that's faded a ton over the last few years.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited, hopefully, and hopeful that it gets going again. But kind of that man can public speak like nobody.
Yeah, you can tell he's a preacher's kid. He could just sit up there and talk. I could listen to him talk for hours. It was perfectly fine with that. All right, my good thing is we have a great group of listeners that are always looking out to try to make some cash happen. And anytime the Powerball or the Mega Millions, it's over $300 million, we play a round of the Millionaires Club. So since Mega Millions is at $305 million.
Just a cool 305.
Yeah, because we don't do anything before that.
We would never. Like,
why would you want $299 million?
Why would you want one? Like...
Exactly. So, hey, it's really easy to do. You just call in 466-9696. Get your name, your lucky number, because that's the number we'll use and the numbers that we have on the Mega Millions card, and a phone number to call you back when we win the big money. So if you'd like to be a part of Millionaires Club, that's definitely a good thing today. We could win $300 million.
It's another day.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
All right, so a couple of weird things that have gone on recently, including everybody gets into a fight when they're playing a board game.
100%.
With the family?
Dude, my brother's wife, she's a pediatrician. She's like the sweetest, nicest human I've ever met. And if you play Uno with her, you might get killed. You'll catch hands at least. Yes. 100%. If you call Uno on her before you're allowed to call Uno, you will catch
flip
hands.
The table?
From this woman, yes.
My best friend drew blood playing spoons the night before Thanksgiving last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was good.
This one involved Monopoly. It turned violent when police in Oklahoma were called to John Armstrong's house because they were having Thanksgiving dinner and the beverages were flowing. They thought, let's play Monopoly. And the fight started with John and his stepdad. They knocked over the game board, turned over furniture, took the fight outside. Oh my God. At some point, John was cut in the head. He responded by pulling out a gun and chasing his stepfather and stepsister down the street. He did fire a shot, but thankfully aimed at the ground. No one was hurt. Everybody got arrested.
Everybody got arrested.
Out of control real quick.
So. Real question. Yeah. Was this in Florida?
No, it was in Oklahoma, which is just about as bad.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It tracks.
And then there's also something crazy going on where a time traveler has turned up on TikTok, but this one's getting extra attention. His name is World Cup Time Traveler.
Yeah.
And he's posted a video claiming to show the results of the World Cup final in 3 weeks. He has footage of a television showing the crowd celebrating a 2-1 win by Brazil over France. So if you're betting...
That could happen. I could see it. I mean, but like, if you were to ask me ahead of time a guess on what the... Well, I would guess something along those lines.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like...
So you're paying
not,
attention.
That's not crazy.
Okay, good. I was wondering, because you're the resident soccer expert in the room.
I got it.
Whether this TikTok World Cup time traveler guy actually has a leg to stand on.
Oh, man. I hope he does. That'd be fun. Okay. I'd be all right with that. If the U.S. isn't going to win it, TikTok time traveler guy.
And have him have a chance at it. That'd be good. And then finally, Amanda Ramirez of Florida has filed a lawsuit against Kraft Heinz because of what she says is misleading information on packages of Velveeta shells and cheese cups.
Well, that tracks if it's Florida. I just don't understand.
So Amanda says the package claims it can be prepared in 3.5 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
But it actually takes longer than that.
How long?
The directions say the microwave, you just do it for 3.5 minutes. She says, nope, it's not 3.5 minutes. It's longer than that. And she's filing a lawsuit of $5 million at Kraft Heinz because...
Yeah, time lost.
Time lost.
Yeah. Like it takes 4 minutes because you have to take the packaging out and set it. The 3.5 is just in the microwave. I see where she's going with this.
She's so upset about
it.
It's like,
that's a clever way to maybe make some money from a company that's got it to spare.
I guess that's one way to do it. So,
how old do you think she is?
Oh, Amanda Ramirez, that's a good question. I don't know. She's probably, I wouldn't be surprised if she's like in her 40s.
I was going to say 57.
57?
Yeah. I don't know.
Definitely going to have to add, microwaves may differ.
Oh, yes, sure. That's another thing you've got to think about. Not everybody's microwave is the same.
I don't know that she's 57, because if she was 57, she would have just wrote a strongly worded letter and mailed it to them.
That's
the different thing.
That's a factual statement.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
On Kicks 96.9.
Three. The players and the staff knew nothing about what was being posted.
So, right, to start it off, you're shaking your head already, Husker Nick. You know exactly where I'm going with this.
Yes, go ahead.
Iran has called for the U.S. to be booted from the World Cup competition after the brouhaha caused by the USSF posting a picture of the Iranian flag minus the emblem of the Islamic Republic.
Yeah, there was a whole big to-do about this. And like, so they're trying to get us kicked out. And I will tell you, this game today is, think about like any rivalry game where, you know, like two teams want to fight the entire time and they're taking cheap shots at each other.
Huskers, Iowa. Okay.
But then add that their governments are having nuclear weapon tension. That's what this is.
Like, why are we laughing about that?
When they rolled out, So when they rolled out, when they rolled out this group that the United States is in, so like you have England and Wales. England and Wales hate each other. Like they hate each other. And then you've got Iran and the U.S., which just from like a pure government side of things, we hate each other
for a long time.
Hate each other
years.
So, and it trickles down to the pitch, and these soccer teams hate each other. So today's going to be interesting, especially because all Iran has to do is tie. If they tie, they should advance.
Okay.
The United States has to win, which in
game.
Soccer, that is a feat in and of itself.
It
when
is.
We have two equally matched teams. I'm hoping we go out and just kick their butt up and down the pitch, but it's going to be tough.
What time is the game today?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, yeah.
On Fox.
Yep. Okay. If you want to get down to watch one of the watch parties, though, downtown at Rosie's.
Yeah, it's a good time.
At Captain Jack's. Yeah. I think I'll be at Captain Jack's. You'll be at Rosie's, I think. Is that
I'm
what you're saying?
I'm planning on being at Rosie's.
I would recommend like 11 a.m. getting down there because it'll get packed fast.
Yeah.
But it's so fun.
I love the fact that they're trying to get the team removed, and with the television ratings and the sponsor dollars, that's not happening.
No
chance.
Down at when you go to one of these parties, though, I will tell you where something you don't mind getting covered in beer, because when the United States scores, it's just a shower
a
of beer,
yeah.
And it's so fun. It's so fun.
Okay, that's
so fun.
1 o'clock today on Fox.
So I completely understand that if you know, someone is not ready, I would absolutely respect that and allow them their space to not be ready.
So that's Will Smith in an interview because he has a movie coming out. It's been 9 months since the slap heard around the world. And so he's been dealing with, he's been banned from attending the Academy Awards for 10 years. He also resigned his membership. He spent the last several months apologizing for what happened, trying to move forward. He has a movie called Emancipation, which is set to come out next month. And it's about it's Civil War times and a slave escaping being in slavery and ends up in the African American members of the North versus the South.
Sure.
Kind of like in the movie Glory when that movie came out. And so he's on the apology track trying to still apologize for what happened.
Can you guys correct me if I'm wrong here?
Will do.
Maybe I'm being insensitive. I really don't care. Like, I don't.
Right.
Like, he slapped Chris Rock. All right. You know, it is what it is. Like, I don't care.
Can we just move on?
I mean, go ahead. I don't care if he can't win an Oscar. I don't care if, like, it doesn't matter. Like,
you mean it doesn't affect your life?
No. Like, I really don't care.
What's that like?
Like and if the movie looks good, I'll go see it. And him slapping Chris Rock will have nothing to do if I see it or not. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's interesting how much people just like
still are on this.
This kind of thing, like, make changes how they view somebody, you know, like, especially when we're just talking about he slapped this dude because this guy was making fun of his wife.
Yeah.
Although you can't unsee it now.
That's forever. True.
I mean, he's that guy.
We have that drop saved because of what happened.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be forever there.
I don't care. Like, it doesn't make a difference for me for going to see him in a movie.
Okay. So, real question. If you were his wife, would you be embarrassed or would you feel like, yeah, that's my man? Right?
Well, knowing their situation.
Yeah, their relationship's kind of like weird home, like, anyway.
She's tried to flip it the other direction and been like embarrassed about it or something. Oh, but if you watch the replay, I mean, going back to it, she was basically looking at him. Every man knows this look. Your wife's like, looks at you and is
like, are you going to let this happen?
Are you going to do something here?
Yeah.
Are you going to make this happen?
Defend my honor.
Yes.
So, oh, boy.
So Emancipation coming out later this month.
My son, he's this YouTube generation. I have seen the tunnel walk maybe 5,000 times. I have seen post-game celebrations. I've seen the hype videos. I feel like, and I don't know Nebraska well enough yet, and I hope you'll bear with me because I want to embrace everything. Everything that has to do with the University of Nebraska and the University of Nebraska's football program. But I feel like through him and through some friends of mine who've played here, that this is exactly the right place at the right time. And let me say it again. I believe we can do it.
My goodness. Rule. Like, run through a brick wall for Rule right now. Yes.
Rule that the Big Ten, I think, is where we're going.
Rule the Big Ten is what the slogan is.
I like that.
Yeah. So Matt Rule speaking yesterday at a big event at the Hawks Champions Center.
How did that look? You were down there. How did the setup? Because if you guys didn't see it on TV, like, they rolled out. The red
carpet,
There was a ton of people who showed up earlier to, like, cheer him on as he went.
Well, yeah, they had almost 100 people or more that were right out on East Stadium, right where the entrance is. And that's why you went, because we didn't know. Some people had texted me, are they booing him or are they cheering him? And it was because they were cheering him because of his last name, Rule.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help get that started.
And they already started handing out T-shirts with Rule on it, with the horseshoe as the U, the one that they tap as they come out from onto the field every game. So,
well, and I saw the picture yesterday of when they were getting off the plane and just arriving in Nebraska. What a beautiful family.
Yeah, they're adorable.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. It was very cool to see that go down and to listen to him talk. Lindsay, you were the one who pointed out about his speech that he's given before that's on YouTube.
Yeah, he's an amazing speaker. I could listen to him preach all day.
Right, pretty much. And so we'll see what happens when recruiting starts up when.
Dude, on the 5th, they can go start talking to transfer portal kids, which is going to be huge for Nebraska. So, like, he's already out making offers. Hey, real quick, can I shout out Jalen Lloyd out of Omaha? Okay. I know we go to Omaha
can't.
And everybody.
No,
so Jalen Lloyd is one of the first people that he offered. He's a senior in high school right now. Jalen's like a track star. I mean, just an absolute stud. And he got offered for a Nebraska scholarship. Mm-hmm. And I've known him since he was 2.
Aw, that's
so
awesome.
Like, and I'm just so excited.
That's so cool.
Yeah, his father, Dante, is one of the best people I know. And I'm excited to see that family. I hope they end up coming here. I mean, again, he is a like track stud. So he might go do track somewhere instead of playing football, but I don't know what his plans are. I hope he comes here, but
me too.
It's funny because, like, we used to play flag football together and this little turd was faster than me when he was 5. So, like, he used to, like, chase me around and just, you know, rip my flag off me all the time. So I'm glad to see he might be coming to Nebraska.
That's very exciting. All right, that's what's trending today. I wanna
wake up y'all.
Wake up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So Alyssa has an issue with a coworker for today's Date 'em or Dump 'em.
Okay. Uh-oh.
This could be interesting. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
So, what's going on in your world? What's going on with you and your coworker?
What's the beef?
I really need your help, guys. Okay, so here's the deal. I got drunk and told one of my coworkers that I thought he was, like, smoking hot.
Okay.
Nice.
So, how did that come about?
Oh, no.
Well, so what happened was, a couple weeks ago, I went out to happy hour after work with some of my coworkers.
Okay.
And one Classic. Of them I have, like, a massive crush on. As the night went on, I got, like, a little tipsy. And the coworker that I had the crush on, that I thought was hot, he smiled at me. You know, I'm smiling at him. And
you're
I
like,
told
game
him,
on.
right. Yeah, I think I'm getting the signals. So I told him, you know, I think you're really hot. And he, you know, smiled again, and he gave me a hug. But it was like a side hug that you would Uh-oh. Give a friend.
Tell me he didn't, like, pat
sister.
Your head, did he?
No,
aw, thanks,
God.
Pat.
He was like, oh, you're cute. And then he immediately walked away.
Oh, no.
Wait, so he called you cute or no?
Yeah, he said I was cute, too.
Oh, you're cute.
I think you're cute, okay. too. Yeah.
Okay.
But and then he walked away immediately.
Oh.
So now I feel like a moron, and I haven't looked at him since. Like, at work, I haven't talked to him, you know, because I'm like, he gave me a side hug, so that means he's not interested, right?
Is your coworker in a management position?
No.
Okay,
so you're kind of equals. All right.
Yeah,
I mean, the side hug is kind of the, like, oh, hey, thanks.
Maybe he's just trying to be low key because you were around other coworkers, right?
Yeah, we were all, you know, hanging out.
He might have tried to keep it like, he probably tried to keep it chill, you know? So,
yeah, be careful how you're hugging people at work. You can lose a job quick.
Yeah, maybe he was just trying to be like cautious. But he said you were cute. That's kind of, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of, that gives me a little bit of hope for you, though.
Like, I had to have a talk with Rob Marbles.
I just feel really awkward, you know, and I don't know what to do now. I don't know how long I can just pretend like, oh, I didn't get the side hug instead of, you know, well, let's go out. That's what I was expecting.
Right.
And gotcha. How long has it been since you, like, since that interaction, then you haven't talked? How long has it been?
It's been about a week or so.
Okay.
Okay, so he's not made any efforts to come talk to you.
No, but then again, I have kind of been staying out of the way because I just don't want any awkward interactions. But I feel like now it's getting more and more awkward, so I feel like I just need to double down and have you guys call him.
Yeah, double
I'll
down.
I'll either go out in a blaze of glory or
girl,
maybe you can convince him to take me out.
Well, yeah, I mean, we do that.
We're here for
Might
it.
As well.
We'll
I
do
mean,
it. We'll get him on the line for you.
If he'd be willing to go out with you, we'd be willing to take care of dinner for you guys. So that's
awesome.
Like blaze of glory or it's actually something worthwhile.
Let's do it.
All right, so we will give Ryan a call, see if we can get on the phone, and we'll try to help you out.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
What's the reason why Ryan is kind of ghosting Alyssa after she mentioned that he's hot?
Wildly speculate with us.
On Facebook or Twitter, KX969, we do it in GIF form.
Yeah, GIF form is the best form.
To be a part of the number double.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just joining us, today's Date 'em or Dump 'em involves Alyssa and a coworker. She got drunk at a happy hour. And went up to Ryan and basically said, hey, I think you're hot. I've had a crush on you.
Butter my muffin.
Oh, wow.
I heard there was hors d'oeuvres there. Little treats. Okay. Little snacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He smiled and gave her a side hug and said, you're cute too, and walked away. And so now she's very concerned. The guesses that are coming in, though, are fantastic.
Cody on Twitter, KZKX969, since Alyssa was drunk, he didn't know if that's how she actually felt about him and probably didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Right. I like Dan B's.
Oh, she's just not his cup of tea.
And thank you, but mainly, no, thank you.
No, thank you. And then we got a direct message as well saying, does she know anything about this guy? She didn't mention if he's married in a relationship. I'm guessing that that's it. She can't just go flinging herself at a dude and not know what his status is at first.
Oh, okay. I mean, I see where they're coming from.
So she could have, he could have just
it
been
was
nice
a little
said,
dicey
you.
In that way, yeah.
Right, well, let's find out from Ryan why he is ghosting Alyssa.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ryan?
Yes, it is.
Ryan, hey, it's a JP Coriel Huskernick the Kicks Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love the show.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
We're giving you a call today because, and if you pay attention to the show, kind of understand the things that we do on this show. We have a coworker of yours who thinks very highly of you.
Well, that's nice.
And
that's nice.
Alyssa wanted us to reach out to you about the fact that she pretty much told you you were hot.
Thinks
tried
you're
to hit
a
on
smoke
you.
Show, a dime
yeah.
piece.
And,
that's right. Oh, thinks that highly of it. Not like professionally. Oh,
yeah. No, this is.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
So that would be the bonus.
So she wanted to know why you've been dodging her. She's, I guess, been dodging you a little bit too. She's nervous about the whole side.
She
hug
wants
thing
to know if it's just going to be
off.
Awkward at work and forever until one of you dies, or like what the deal is. Because she feels weird that you only gave her a side hug and said like, "Oh, you're cute," and like ran away. That's how it has been left hanging in the balance.
No. Okay. Well, as you can probably imagine, I was I'd been drinking that night.
So, yeah. So was she.
So I was pretty smashed. I like Alyssa a lot, actually. I've thought about asking her out a bunch of times, but I thought she's been dodging me at work.
Oh, okay.
I knew this. In the deep recesses of my mind, I thought this was a classic case of like he's going to make the first move now. Or like,
yeah.
And he's like, oh, she's going to say make the first move now. Because she like did originally. So
in
why
your
wouldn't
head,
she
that's
keep
what
it
you
going?
Were thinking was
going
to happen. And that's what's happening.
God, I'm good.
Okay. Well, Ryan, since you feel the same way about Alyssa, let's bring her on the show. Alyssa. There's your answer. Ryan thinks highly of you, too.
He's down.
Wow.
This is awesome. Oh, my gosh. You know, and Ryan, I'm so sorry. I've been avoiding you. I just, you know, thought because I just didn't think you were interested because of the side hug.
No, what would make you think that?
You know, when guys give girls a side hug, it's just not very, you know, oh, I like you. And then you walked away. So I was just like, oh, gosh.
No. There's a completely logical explanation. I was drunk, and honestly, just seeing you, I was a little excited when we were talking, and I was worried that if we hugged like normal body to body, I couldn't control myself.
What are you guys at a seventh grade dance? Are you like seventh graders dancing? What is happening
this
here?
This is like this is like an erotic novel.
I told you he was hot.
Girl, you must be smoking too then. He could barely muster a side hug because he wouldn't be able to control himself.
I'll be honest with you, I thought about saying that. But I was going to make a joke about being in seventh grade and being at a dance and how you always dance sideways.
Yeah, that too.
Keeping that distance.
Leave room for Jesus.
No. Leave room
But
for
then
Jesus.
I was like, no, they're adults. There's no way that's the...
Oh, my God.
Beverages are flowing,
Turns
I guess.
Out.
Well, since you both seem to like each other just right, we thought we'd be willing to give you guys dinner out on us and actually have a date day.
You guys are cute.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, Alyssa, thanks for reaching out. At least you get the answers you were
Pays
looking for.
To be brave sometimes.
You guys are awesome. Thank you. I can't wait for my date.
Thanks, Alyssa. Ryan, thank you for answering the call and for listening to the show. And, and good luck, you two. We'll send you guys out.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
When I wake up in the morning.
Country in the morning.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix. 96.9.
So when Coriel takes a day off, we pretty much just pack the room with people.
Yes.
And
it's a
of course
time.
Is Husker Nick and Ferris is here as well as Lindsay from John Henry's is here too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I came down here because I have like a bone to pick with one of you. I'm a little frustrated to be honest with you.
Okay.
So and it's not you, Ferris. Just to be for
not
the record.
You.
Happy
it's
day.
You, Lindsay. And here's the deal. So you and I are friends. I tell my son all the time when we hear because you're Lindsay with John Henry's, and I tell my son all the time we hear your commercials, And I'm like, hey, that's my friend Lindsay that does that John Henry's. And my kid thinks it's awesome. And you've not done it one time on the air. It's annoying to me.
I have never done that on the air.
Why not?
Today's the
You're
day.
You're the voice.
It's not me.
That is not true. I did not believe you for 2 seconds. To this day, I'm like, they're like, oh, Lindsay, yeah, she's the owner of John Henry's. I'm like, no. She's the voice of John Henry's. The voice.
Well, you know, there's commercials and I talk on them, but then there's like that.
So the singing at the end is not you, this right here?
I don't believe
it. Is it really not? No. Let's make eye contact. Is this, you can be honest with me. There's nobody else here. Nobody else can hear you.
I don't believe it's not you.
It is John Henry.
Then prove it.
That's like you.
Prove it.
Here, do it and let's compare.
John Henry.
Come on now. Does that not sound like someone pretending like it's not them?
Right, that's exactly what it was.
John Henry's. That's not even close.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Not it's even close.
Oh, well, I just want you to know you're destroying my poor son's life because he thought it was you.
He really thought it was you, Ben.
But I can't take credit for it.
I'm just saying. It sounds like you.
It's actually Ferris.
Oh.
John Henry.
That sounds
John Henry.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
John Henry.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it is definitely her. Or it will be in the future. So you hear it change a little.
Future jingle for John
Henry. That's one of the most catchy slogans that you hear on the radio.
For sure.
And I'm sad now that it's not you, apparently.
I'm so sorry.
Gosh dang.
I feel really bad.
We've let down your child.
We are bad people. I'm really sad about it,
too. Forever is scarred.
I was like, in my phone, it literally says, Lindsay, the voice of John Henry.
Oh, stop.
That's what it's saved as in my phone. Like, when you call me, that's what it says.
Oh, your whole life has been a lie.
It's all been a lie.
Now I just gonna be like, owner. Boo.
Come on.
There have been many great slogans or catchphrases that have business wise or even movie scene wise, your favorite ones that you quote, like Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Clucker is one.
This is gonna backfire horribly now that I think about it. Here's the deal. I know I'm annoyed of the you always forget about me thing. You don't have to call the show and tell me how annoying it is 6.5 years later. I've tried to get it off the air and Rob won't take it off.
Kids react to it. They get mad if they don't hear it.
I didn't even think about that.
If they don't hear, don't forget about me, kids always bring that up. I had a kid come up to me at Boo at the Zoo and says, where's the Don't Forget About Me Husker Nick guy?
You said, we forgot to invite him.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
He forgot to come. We actually forgot to invite him
to this kid. It's not just a slogan, it's real.
That's the crack in the voice
that gets me every time. You guys always forget about me.
I was like standing down the hallway screaming because they at the time weren't putting my name on the show.
Like,
and I was like, come on, you jackass.
And we saved it, and that's what we use. Yeah. So we've got Kenny Chesney tickets to give away. We're going to give away a pair this way, and then also we'll have some here with JP Makes His Guess. But the best slogan or catchphrase that you always seem to quote, or it pops up in your head, or it pops up places.
John Henry. Like
John Henry's being sung at you.
I still think that's you, but whatever.
Okay. I promise it's not, but I will pretend for your son.
You pretend for this. We may have to have you sing it into the phone just for him. So you can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, for Kenny Chesney tickets, the best slogan or catchphrase, and we'll bring it back tomorrow.
Come on, man. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
And this is JP Makes His Guess, where you can win fabulous prizes. And today, playing for Kenny Chesney tickets.
Oh, my goodness. Kenny.
Yeah,
which is a big, big deal for a lot of people. That's Pinnacle Bank Arena. He's going to be coming back next year and bring along Kelsey Ballerini. Tickets on sale this Friday. We've got your chance to win before you can buy all week long. Mm-hmm. And since we had so many guest hosts in today, because Coriel's out, Husker Nick said, hey, we should have the ladies.
Hold on, you're saying this all wrong. Because I just win all the time.
There you go, sorry.
I've decided to let you two go. The other thought was you two against me, but that would have been so easy.
Here's the thing, we would have beat you. You got scared.
He doesn't even know enough to know that he should be embarrassed by that. You know what I mean?
That's true, Ferris. Yeah. He doesn't. And so your chance to play and win your way to Kenny Chesney Live on the line with us is Paula. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
And she's going to be paired with Lindsay. Kayla is here, too. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Right. I like that. I like Kayla's energy.
Good energy this morning as you have a chance to win your way to see Kenny Chesney Live. And we're going to revisit one that we did earlier in the year, just what? Because it's, I mean, it's Kenny Chesney.
Is this JP saying he just didn't do work and just is doing one from earlier in the year?
It's brilliant because, Kenny Chesney's bald.
And I was wondering, is this the one where the one time I beat Husker Nick? I was hoping for that.
Was she on this one? Okay, we'll find out. So, Kenny Chesney, famously bald. And we celebrated National Bald and Be Bold Day earlier in the year.
Yeah,
we did. And so we asked you the most famous bald men.
It's good that I'm not on this because I could literally read that list.
I know you could probably.
I know exactly who.
And so I thought this would be good. I did find out it's not Ferris. It was Coryell and Nick. Okay. And Nick, you actually won that round. So the reminder of the game is this: if you get the number one answer, you get a point and a half. That's how we kind of balance things out when it comes to the points.
I'm interested to see if you guys get this list because this is a crazy list.
Thinking in my I have two men in my in my head that
so
I can think
let's,
of.
So let's pair it up. Then we'll have Ferris and Kayla get to go first on the most famous bald men out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ferris and Kayla.
She's making a list.
I don't want to forget the only two that I know.
You guys are girling so hard right now.
What do you think, Kayla?
Lists and everything.
Let's do one that you know, because I have one, but I think it's too obvious and it won't be on the list.
Oh, that's the problem with the list. Okay, I'm going to go with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Jackson. Yeah. Not in the top 10.
What? This is a terrible
list.
We
go to Lindsay and Paula.
Okay, Paula, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah, The Rock's in at number 9.
Say, can you smell what I'm cooking right now?
Yes, good job, Paula.
Yeah, The Rock's in at number 9. So Paula and Lindsay have a point. Back to Kayla and Ferris, the most famous bald people out there.
I can't wait for them to hear who number 1 is.
I know, they're going to drive them crazy.
Because I remember this, and I was furious about it.
Yeah, back to Kayla and Ferris.
Kayla, what do you got, girl?
I was going to say, John Travolta, but is he actually bald?
He, in fact, is not, so we're not going to say that.
I think you should say that.
He shaves his John Travolta. Oh, shaves his head now.
One movie.
Yeah, he shaves his head here and there, but he's not.
Okay, well, what about Bruce Willis?
Dang it. Oh, yeah.
Bruce Willis?
He better be in that. Woo! That felt good.
Mr. Die Hard is in at number 7.
Wait, is that higher or lower than Dwayne The Rock?
That is higher than Dwayne The Rock.
So, basically, we're winning at life.
Point's a point,
back
right?
Back to Paul and Lindsay. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
For Kenny Chesney tickets, he's famously bald. Top 10 famously bald men.
Any others, Paula? What are you thinking?
Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Oh.
Vin Diesel.
I like it. I like it.
Famously bald. Let's see if Vin Diesel's up there.
Woo!
Vin Diesel is the number one answer.
Oh, so one basically takes the cake, right?
5 points. That's
basically. That's kind of how that works.
So if Kaylin Ferris could get a point, they still have a chance if Paul and Lindsay can't get it. So we'll go back to Kaylin Ferris.
Hear me out.
Famously bald men.
Now, this list of men, do they have to, in fact, be like real men? I'm not saying that because also he's got two little hairs on his head. But I'm thinking, could it be like a fictional character?
No, these are all people.
Okay, so Mr. Clean is not going to be on this list then. Okay,
Mr.
Clean,
Mr.
Clean.
The new version when he's shaving.
Kayla, go with me. What about Kenny Chesney? Right?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, well, he is.
He is? Yeah. Let's do it.
Kenny Chesney! Did not make the list of famously bald
people.
I'm
never playing this game again. Don't invite me on a day where JP makes me guess.
I hated this list.
Yeah, Nick.
And there's one on here I have a feeling you're going to be mad about.
Okay, so Lindsay and Paula can win this here with this answer right here.
Okay, Paula.
Did we do Bruce Willis yet?
Yeah, he did Bruce Willis. Yeah, Ferris did Bruce Willis with Kayla.
You got any ideas, Lindsay?
Thinking along the actor... I was either going an actor, a politician.
Mm-hmm.
What about Sean Connery?
Is he bald?
Is he bald?
Yeah.
I think he's bald.
Or no, he is probably.
Don't be using your phone and Googling nothing.
Yeah, cheater over here.
I was keeping a note.
Fair.
Okay, or a politician.
Yeah.
Mm.
What about Mr. Obama?
Barack Obama, he's got hair.
No,
he does have good hair.
His hair kind of, it's that gray. It went dark from black to gray real fast.
We know Trump has
helping
hair.
Her. I don't. I'm sorry, Kayla. My apologies.
We are going.
Yeah. Shamar Moore.
All that famous actor Shamar Moore off of like, what is it?
He is hot.
Is it Criminal Minds or Vegas or what does he do?
I don't know.
He's an actor. Yeah, he's been around for forever. And a model. You want to go with Shamar Moore? That sound like a good call, Lindsay?
I say let's do it.
All right, Paula wants Shamar Moore. Let's see Shamar Moore.
No way. Are you kidding? I was going to say Seal. That's who I was going to say.
Oh, Seal would have been a good answer, too, but that's not.
Yes, Paula.
All right, so. That's what I thought. But yeah, so here's your top 10 most famously bald men.
Patrick Stewart's not on this list.
Number 10, Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
He's handsome.
Is Floyd Mayweather on that?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson comes in at number 9. Joe Rogan at number 8. Bruce Willis at 7. Jason Statham at 6. Prince William of the Royal
Stop it. That's not even real.
That's not like bald. Pitbull comes in at number 4.
Okay.
We should have known that.
We should have known
Shamar Moore at 3. Stanley Tucci at 2.
Tucci? I like him.
Stanley Tucci's. And then Vin Diesel, the number 1 answer.
Really?
Nice job, Paula. Congratulations. Thank you. You've got Kenny Chesney tickets. Kayla, thanks for playing the game. You can keep playing, okay?
Of course. Thank
you. All right. There you go. That's JP Makes His Guest for today. Hey, thanks for hanging out all day today. We appreciate you guys. As the snow falls, we'll keep you updated on any severe issues that pop up with it. Hopefully you had fun with us. Thank you to Lindsay from John Henry's for coming in and filling in. Thank you to Ferris with Ferris Realty Group for coming in and hanging out with us. And, of course, Husker Nick as well. A lot of fun today. If you missed the show, you can catch up on our podcast at KZKX.com. It'll be up here shortly. The big thing today is a couple different opportunities for you to win Kenny Chesney tickets. Those go on sale for that big show coming up in May of next year at Pinnacle Bank Arena. He is back with a big arena show. We've got your free tickets. Just got to tell us the best catchphrase or slogan in your mind, one that always pops up. You always end up using this, or you hear it and you're like, instantly, I know exactly what business that's for. I know exactly what TV show or movie that's from, or song. You can pop it up Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll tell the best of the best tomorrow on the show, and somebody's winning some Kenny Chesney tickets. We'll have more chances for those tickets as well with Ornament Smash. That is this Saturday, Gateway Mall. Listen for that cue to call. Meg's got your next chance to get in.
It's gonna be today.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.